Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the June 4th meeting of the Kirkwood City Council. I will now stand and turn to the flag and on everyone's behalf recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Here.
Councilmember Ward?
Here.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Here.
Councilmember Litzo?
Here.
Councilmember Dewey?
Here.
Councilmember Edmond?
Here.
Thank you. And as we start the meeting, I'm going to ask City Attorney Hessel to enter information on the Sunshine Law into the record. Into the minutes.
Thank you, Mayor. As indicated in the special announcement that went out with the agenda, 10.015 of the Sunshine Law of Missouri, members of the City Council who are not physically present in the council chambers can participate and vote on all matters when an emergency exists and the nature of the emergency must be stated in the minutes. As we all know, although we're not currently subject to a stay-at-home order, thank goodness we are, however, under the governor's order and the county executive order, directed to limit the number of people who can gather in a particular place. So for that reason, the city council members have decided to meet remotely for the safety of each other as well as the public. And I'd ask that the minutes reflect that is why the council members are not in the council chambers.
Thank you, John. We'll move directly to public comments. Lori.
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the City Council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the City Council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the City Council, to the Chief Administrative Officer, or City Clerk if action is needed. If anyone wishes to make a comment during the during this public comment portion, you can either click the hand icon to raise your hand, or if you're dialing in from a phone, you can raise your hand by dialing *9, and those who have selected that will be called in the order they have selected it.
There are no hands raised.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Then we'll move on to our consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. All right, consent agenda passes. Unfinished business, Bill 10831.
Mayor and Council. Yes, Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $7,270.57 from the Equitable Sharing Fund balance to the Machinery and Equipment account for purchase and installation of a Motorola SLR 8000 backup transmitter from Wireless USA for the Police Department.
Any questions or comments? No. All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Litzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Bill passed a second reading. Bill 10832.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $15,000 from the Equitable Sharing Fund balance to the Other Professional Services account for the partial payment of body-worn cameras for the Police Department.
Any questions or comments? All right. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Litzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Bill passes second reading. Go to new business, Resolution 63-2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the proposal of Sentinel Emergency Solutions in the amount of $298,764.83 for the purchase of SCBA fire equipment for the fire department and authorizing and directing the Director of Procurement to issue a purchase order.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Do we have any questions or comments on this resolution? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lizzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 64-2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution amending Resolution 18-2020 with Schaefer Electric by increasing the contingency in the amount of $2,240 for a total contingency amount of $5,040 for additional work for the installation of Firehouse Number 1 replacement generator.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
So moved.
All right. Any questions or comments on this resolution? All right. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lizzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 65-2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution transferring funds in the amount of $185,946 from multiple fire department accounts to the fire department overtime account for fiscal year 2020.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
So moved.
Get a second. Questions or comments on this resolution? I see one, Councilmember Lizzo.
Mayor, could Russ maybe, Chief Silvernail gave a pretty good explanation, but just for everyone else's information, could Russ maybe talk about this a little bit?
Russ?
This resolution involves an overrun in our overtime account and rebalancing that account. Overtime is very difficult to project in the fire department. We have shifts that are required by the standards, the FPPA standards. So when you have someone who is on a disability or injured or whatever on a shift, you have to bring someone in to make sure that that shift is covered. And unfortunately, we had some bad experience this year with injuries and with sickness. So our overtime was unusually high. We have actually moved to address that. In this current fiscal year, we have added an additional firefighter to the rolls. That was approved by City Council in the budget for this fiscal year. And we have made adjustments to how quickly we can react when someone leaves our services, our employment, how we now have a list of qualified individuals that carries over so we can move quicker to replace that and not have to backfill that position. So we believe that we have moved to hopefully not have to move this type of amount of money at the end of a fiscal year again, hopefully.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this? All right. Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lizzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 66-2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution transferring funds in the amount of $34,575 from the Police Department Communications Salary Full-Time Account to the Police Department Field Operations Salary Full-Time Account for fiscal year 2020.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments on this resolution? Councilmember Zimmer.
Yes, there was a question about this, but Finance Director Steven sent an email that this transfer request is completed from the previous fiscal year. I don't know if everybody saw that email. Mm-hmm. I wanted to share that.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Litzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 67-2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution transferring funds in the amount of $28,404 from the Police Department Communications Salary Full-Time Account to the Police Department Field Operations Health Insurance Account for fiscal year 2020.
Is there a motion for approval?
No approval.
All right. Laura, did you get both?
Yep, I did.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments on this? All right. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Litzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Resolution passes. All right, that completes our new business. Go to City Council reports. Does anyone have anything to report? Is that a hand, Councilmember Zimmer? Here we go.
Yes. Well, first of all, congratulations to you and Maggie and to those that won the election on Tuesday. And I will not be at the next City Council meeting. So I wanted to talk about my fellow council members, Edmond and Litzo. There was a survey a couple years back about where people got their information for the city. And one of those sources of information was listed as Ellen Edmond. Ellen, it has been such a pleasure to work with you and get to know you. The citizens hopefully saw how much you really cared about the city of Kirkwood and especially the people in Kirkwood. You have such a big heart and you're always so kind, and hopefully the citizens realize that. And that's why I wanted to say it, because you've always asked such great questions from your perspective and your experience. And they've really added to all of our discussions over the past 4 years. And you've really been invaluable to those discussions, making us, you know, an intelligent body that really represents the people of Kirkwood. So I will miss working with you. You've been terrific.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
Is that all? We'll move on.
Well, I do have to say,
Ellen and I have a source on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, my
that
second,
we're going to be bringing to meetings once we're back in person.
There you go, Deputy Mayor Litzo. You have always been such a professional. You've asked a lot of great questions, some that, you know, the rest of us hadn't thought of, that you brought up, that again added to that healthy discussion. I think that's why, you know, when people talk about representative government, we embody the ideal form of government because we represent the people, we ask questions, and as Mayor Griffin says, we make good decisions. So having you as a part of that really made a difference, and I think we've made a lot of good decisions because of your knowledge and your experience and your input as well. Both of you will be very missed, and I've certainly really enjoyed working with both of you. Thank you so much for your service to the city of Kirkwood.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. We'll have, as Mark said, he will not be at the next council meeting, so we'll have other opportunities to say some words. So any other city council reports? All right. Seeing none, we'll go to Chief Administrative Officer report.
Yes, I've just got a quick report. I received word from the Chief of Police that he had heard, not heard, but he had been contacted First of all, through no specific threat or information about a threat or anything along those lines, he was contacted by the National Guard that they were mobilizing throughout the St. Louis area, and Kirkwood would be one of the places where a couple of trucks would be stationed. And these are obviously they're military vehicles because that's what the National Guard deals in. But they would be stationed right at our police station. But no specific threat had been identified or anything. They're at multiple cities throughout the area. And Kirkwood was just one where they decided to put a couple of vehicles and some personnel along with those vehicles. So that's, I just wanted to make you aware of that and that it's not anything specifically tied to any chatter or information regarding Kirkwood.
Thank you for that information.
Will we provide them a list of our fine eateries here in town?
That should be an automatic, Wallace.
That's right. As long as there's social distance.
All right. Thank you, Russ. City Attorney report.
I have nothing to report. I will hold off on making my comments to council members and admin. At the next meeting, I'm writing my speeches now.
Excellent.
All right. City Clerk report.
I have nothing to report, Your Honor.
All right. Well, with that, the next meeting of the City Council is 2 weeks from tonight, June 18th at 7 p.m. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.